There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachmen, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Tiffany is indecisive.
Let's party. I love parties. But I also love movies. Should I watch a movie?
Really indecisive.
Delvin really likes me, but if I date Delvin, then I can't date Mike. Mike is so funny.
But for her, McDonald's is an easy choice.
I love the Big Mac and McChicken sandwiches. Sweet tea, they're...
Mostly.
But what about chicken McNuggets or double cheeseburgers? Ooh.
All the great tastes you love are at McDonald's. Like the legendary Big Mac sandwich. Now get two for only $5 for a limited time. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Live at Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks.
We cover them all.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
Just past 5 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are at home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. The Bulls are back to work tonight in Detroit taking on the Pistons after a wild day in the NBA yesterday with the trade deadline. Bulls didn't do anything. They stood there and watched everything. But the Pistons were kind of busy. A couple of trades acquiring Tayshaun Prince from the Celtics, Reggie Jackson from the Thunder. Neither are going to play, though, tonight. Chris Bosh being treated for a health issue near his lung. He could have a blood clot, likely keeping him out for the year, maybe longer, just one day after the Heat made a big splash in a trade for Goran Dragic. NFL Combine down in Indianapolis, Jameis Winston says he's experiencing some weakness in his throwing shoulder. Remember, not playing baseball for the first time in a while. He's undergoing testing in Indianapolis, but he did tell reporters this afternoon that he is going to throw tomorrow morning anyway at Lucas Oil Stadium. Meanwhile, the Chargers and the Raiders propose a joint stadium project in Carson, California, just outside of L.A. This is contingent on both teams not getting a stadium deal done in their prospective cities of San Diego or Oakland. Baseball America naming the Cubs' Chris Bryant as the best prospect in baseball. Cubs pitchers and catchers reported yesterday. The White Sox did so today. MLB says pick up the pace. One foot foot in the box at all times. 2.5 minutes to make a pitching change. Challenges from the dugout only. Just some of the rule changes that could result in fines if not followed after May 1st. Hockey, the Blackhawks at home tonight against the Avalanche. Hawks have picked up a point in 7 straight games. Corey Crawford in net. Tribune is reporting that the late Steve Montador had been preparing to sue the NHL over concussions. And NASCAR suspends Kurt Busch indefinitely today. He's in the middle of a domestic violence case against a former girlfriend. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza. And Blackhawks coverage on the score is being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
Fours and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Dan Durkin, Jameis Winston has spoken, and you are impressed or not?
I'm not impressed. I think that clearly he was very, very well coached. Came out before he even took any questions and had kind of like a little preamble put together, you know, acknowledging the mistakes that he's made in the past. And it's about recognizing the fact that he's going to be a, you know, face of a franchise. Got it across 32 teams, but it came across a little disingenuous. Yes, he says his shoulder's fine. This is the first time in any offseason that he's had a chance just to concentrate on football. You know, he's split time with baseball in the past, and he's ready now to put the competition with Mariota aside after the combine. He said he's going to, quote, compete for Super Bowls next year against Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. So we'll see how that all works out.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
5.
Oh, my. I do 3 and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Westside Mike is on Daredevil or Dumbass on the Score.
Hey, fellas, I don't know what you're going to call this. I'm going to tell you, 1983, I saw the guys in the back of the alley over in Chinatown shooting dice, but I saw a nice young lady. So I went over there to shoot dice with them. Duh, I was winning. I went over there winning some good money. I told the young lady, tonight you go to the White Castle with me because I'm buying you anything you want. And I was winning. All of a sudden, a right uppercut knocked me out. I was on a gutter of water. And when I woke up, everybody was gone. But one person, a doll. I ended up taking a doll with me. I told the police they robbed me in Chinatown to guys that I was shooting dice with you. He ended up taking me to jail. But he said, that's against the law.
I caught zero logic in all that. And that last bit, you're gibberish.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's been quite something at 507 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And even when you translate that, it doesn't help you.
And it's still going to be quite something because Mike from Milwaukee is on Bors and Bernstein.
Hey,
hi, Mike.
Turn that down a little.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the wife to turn the TV down. Well, anyway, who is this Ron guy? $165 million contract.
What?
Ron something for the Cubs. Didn't they spend $165 million?
John Lester?
5 years.
John Lester, the pitcher. You left-handed.
Yeah.
Well, John Lester.
Is and that a good move?
Why, you don't think that's good?
I don't know. I really, I have to know who he is. And
you're not much of a, you're right, yeah, that's right. You've told us before, Mike, you're not much of a baseball fan, right? You're a football guy.
Well, more or less, but, you know.
Well, he's an old Boston Red Sox, Oakland A, and he, by most accounts, if the Cubs didn't win this offseason, if there's an offseason derby, then the White Sox did, because most people who know baseball love the John Lester signing.
But, I mean, they want to spend that much money.
Yep.
They're not going to get nowhere near, you know that.
Well, they have the money to spend, and as they told the fans, that when the time came, when their position players were ripening on the vine, it was time to start spending on pitching. And they know that the back end of that deal might not look good, but they're hoping that the first few years of the deal do.
Well, I'll tell you what, Terry, I love you, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No? Okay.
No, I don't think so. Too late.
Well, I think that, you know, barring anything, there's going to always be something that would happen to a pitcher, Mike. But if you're serious about making a run at a pennant, a World Series, whatever, and the Cubs need all of it, you have to have that guy leading your rotation. You can do a lot of things in baseball, win a lot of different ways. And, you know, that most teams would choose this way with this kind of guy at the top of your rotation. And that's what the Cubs chose to do. And I think it's a wise choice. I mean, it's a wise choice, but you know, it's just me. I'm not just saying this. It's every when you look at people who know baseball, who cover baseball, who live baseball, who love baseball, and they're writing about this. They're over the top about this. They think this is the best signing of the offseason by any team.
How old is he?
He's 30. And here is a list of the most similar pitchers in baseball history through age 30. Tim Hudson, Jack McDowell, Andy Pettit, Josh Beckett, Jake Peavy, Freddie Garcia, Justin Verlander, Kevin Millwood, Ramon Martinez, and Carl Erskine.
The old Dodger.
So that's, yeah, that's
title. All right, a solid list. I grant you that.
Okay.
But I'm done with that. What else was I going to talk about?
I don't know.
I'm
done with that.
No, I ain't talking about that. No. I can't remember what else I was going to talk about.
Doesn't your wife remember?
Does your wife not remember?
Do you remember? No.
I'll
tell you what. What a failure I am.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I can't remember stuff anymore.
I can't either. It's okay.
Well, you're getting around my age.
Well,
you
I'm
ain't
not getting,
seen
I'm,
nothing.
I've been
yet.
Gotten there. Yeah.
Huh?
No, you're not. You're younger than I am.
I don't think so.
Well, tell me how old you are, Mike.
Huh?
How many? Maybe you've told us before, but how old are you? How old a man are you? Be honest with me now. Don't lie to me. I'll come up to Milwaukee.
Damn, how old am I? She knows. I don't even know. 66.
Oh, you're right. You are older.
Old, done for.
No, you're not old and
stop
done
it.
For.
Are you having a bad day, Mike?
Yeah,
come on.
Something's wrong here. 66 is the new 56.
I came home with shrimp fry for my wife.
Yeah?
I got cod. I haven't ate it yet.
Well, it's Friday. You should be
from,
having cod.
Yeah, from Dandy's. They got great fish.
Yeah, fish. But cod is good. Everybody likes cod. Cod
I
is
like
great.
A little bit better, but you can't find it anymore.
You can't?
Can you?
Oh, sure.
Where do you get halibut?
Oh, halibut. Oh, a lot of places have halibut.
And you know why.
You know why they make it.
Why?
For the halibut. All right. Before we get to... before no, no, no.
My
so
wife
what did
says
you,
we can drive to Chicago.
Well, you've been promising this forever. You've been promising this forever. Are you going to do it this time?
Are we going to do it this time? Huh?
We've done it before.
Well, what do you mean, done it before?
We've driven to Chicago.
Yeah, well, we got relatives that live in Westchester.
Plus, we always used to go to the racetrack.
Okay.
And
that's
then,
close enough. Mm-hmm.
She's telling me we used to always go to Arlington, Sportsman's sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't like Hawthorne.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it easy for you because I think coming up in a couple weeks, we're going to have one of our Friday shows. It's going to be in a north or northwest suburb. And then you don't even have to come all the way to Chicago. You can just drop down 94 and come say hi.
All right, 94 and what?
Well, I don't know exactly where we're going to be, but I think...
What bar is that going to be at?
Well, I know for a fact that on... I don't know exactly where, but I know for a fact that on the 13th of March, we're going to be somewhere closer to you than Chicago.
Isn't
so we'll let you know.
Isn't that the 8th of March?
No, that's the 15th, right?
Yeah.
And members.
All right.
All right, well, Well, as long as you're listening, I know you're, again, I know you're a football guy, but, and by the way, why didn't we hear from you during football season?
Well, I was having a rough everything. Not football, just rough, you know, you go through periods. Sometimes you have a rough time. You got to work your way through, which I did. And I'm right back.
Good. Okay, good, good. So you're feeling better? Was that it? You just weren't feeling well?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that.
And
I have that just about every day.
Wait till you get older. It. You'll understand better.
I am older. For the love of God.
or God.
You're not old enough God. Yet God, to understand. How old are you? No,
64. I got to ask my wife. I got to ask my wife. Hey, how old am I? 65. No, 64.
I'm going to be
65. I hope. So I know what you're talking about. You're talking to an old guy, man. You're not talking to some kid like this. He's going to be here 40 more years annoying people.
I don't want to get into it, but...
No, well, I know what you...
I'm out of that now, and, you know, I'm ready. I'm back.
Good. All right, that's
and
great
better
to hear.
Than ever. All right, Mike. Be well. Have a great weekend.
All right, see you later.
And be listening. Bye. We'll give you the place we're going to be.
Yep.
All right. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
He needs to be more drunk.
How old am I?
That's crazy. How old am I? I have to do the same thing though. No. I don't remember.
That's a great marriage, isn't it?
Oh my God, that's great.
They're fun.
They really are. Well, I'm glad he feels better. I thought because he was missing him. I always think, you know, I know the back problem and other things probably related to things. But I'm glad he's feeling
now
better.
Now we need Bob.
Yeah, we need Bob.
Because we don't know what happened to Bob. We think Bob is in a different facility.
Yeah, because we could send Brett Lyons over to see him.
But we're not sure if Bob is able to call out of his new facility. Or crawl out of his new facility.
Yeah, because somebody said to me, well, send Brett Lyons over there. He knows where he lives. I said, well, I'm not going to send him over there. Because he knows where he lives. Well, I said, we haven't heard from him at all, right? He's not called or anything. We've not heard from him at all. But so, Bob... If you're still out there, now's the time.
And I've got old Deerfield peeps who are mad at me saying, Bert, you got to remember the name of that video store. It was Video Fun 2, and it wasn't a red Trans Am that the owner had. It was a red Fiero. He's right. He's absolutely right.
Even worse.
Yeah, the guy had a bright red Fiero. Yep. And
Fiero.
That's where we would get our movies spend all weekends watching whatever we wanted. He would rent us... R-rated movies, even though I don't think he technically was allowed to. He didn't care.
Well, he had his Fiero.
That's how he paid for his Fiero. We're the Boris and Bernstein Show. We are at the auto show, and we are at the Hyundai display. They got something called the Hyundai Racing Challenge. It's in the performance zone of the Hyundai booth. They feature the 2015 Genesis Coupe and a chance to win exciting prizes, including a PlayStation 4. We're Boris and Bernstein. You're listening to WSCR, The Score.
Tune in Monday at 9 a.m. for the inaugural edition of the new Spiegel and Goff Show. That's right. Jason Goff is back and ready to talk Chicago sports with you and Spiegs.
The Score has forced me to put pants back on and come to work every day, so check us out 9-1. It's funny to look around and see everybody relearning their brother handshakes.
A big welcome back to Jason and Golf, half of the new Spiegel and Golf Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. The Big Ten Conference has a proposal. It states that freshmen would be ineligible to play men's basketball and football in the Big Ten. The immediate reaction has been a visceral one, coming from fans and media members alike. But should it be? This is Jim Delaney, the first conference commissioner to start a TV network, the first conference commissioner to say we need to expand, and he's been part of this cost of attendance group, which, of course, has now started to be implemented in college sports. He is a forward-thinking commissioner. Did it hurt Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? He couldn't play and couldn't dunk while in college, but couldn't play during his freshman year. He became a scholar, a national champion, and the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. Does it hurt football players? Hasn't hurt Andrew Luck. He redshirted. Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, all redshirted as well. Is it a great idea? Probably not. But is it the dumbest of all time? The answer is no. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
CBS Sports Radio.
musicians. Right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Fender Squire Strat, now just $99. Ernie Ball acoustic guitar strings, three sets for $12. Or a PreSonus Audio Box USB interface, just $69. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
An interactive property.
Home run into Chicago's authentic thin crust pizza. Bring one home today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
With class exclusive features like a 9-speed transmission with a fully electronic rotary shifter that boasts up to 36 mpg highway, it's clear we are making all new, new again. Hurry into your local Chrysler dealership and check out the 200 today.
During the auto show, get $3,500 combined cash allowance plus $500 bonus cash on the 2015 Chrysler 200 Limited when financed through Chrysler Capital. Stop by your Chrysler dealer today for these great deals. Based on FCA US LLC standard midsize sedan segment, EPA estimated fuel economy with 2.4-liter engine and 9-speed automatic transmission. Financing for well-qualified buyers, not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 3-2. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Northwestern basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team returns home on Saturday to face Penn State at 2 p.m. Visit NUSports.com to purchase tickets today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Riggins.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science,
to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 525 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Great to hear from our old buddy Mike. I was worried about, see, there was something wrong. I always sense trouble. I get that tingly sensation.
Well, I will
Could
tell you this.
Could be crotch rot, but in this case it was. It was because of that.
If you're not knew it. Following Rick Camp's Twitter feed
well, he's
right
so
now.
Mean.
It's at RickCamp670, and he's doing God's work. He really is.
He really is. I know he is.
It's very, very special what he's doing right now on social media, and the comments on some of these are even better than the work that he's doing. But I salute you, because this is really important anthropology going on right now. I love it.
The guy's yelling again, too.
Well, I know. Are you
going to ignore him, or are we going to yell again? Just start yelling.
Is that station always yelling?
I guess they are. They've been yelling all day.
Why are they
yelling?
I mean,
there's no reason to believe they're not yelling. Quit yelling.
Quit yelling. I don't know. Is that just maybe that's just how they talk from...
I don't know. It's an auction.
Maybe they're from a specific region where that's how everybody talks. Yeah, it sounds like he's been doing an auction all day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Maybe we're doing it wrong. Maybe we should take our lessons from them, because they are, after all, the law. So,
Yes, they are.
I think we should. They're laying
yes,
it down.
Yes, they are.
So I think we'd be better off screaming in Spanish. And you should, if you took 4 years of Spanish and can't even say...
No, just three.
I don't even know what a taco is.
I mean, three. Yeah. I didn't take four. I took... They didn't want me for four. I don't know if you could have. I suppose you could have. Look...
Can you conjugate the verb to go?
No.
No?
Here's the thing.
Voy, vas, va, vamos, vais, van, nothing?
Here's what happened. And this is a convenient thing, but this is the way it works.
Yes?
Not interested.
But
I don't. I mean, in high school stuff. The minute I walked through the doors, I for some reason, not interested. Does that make sense
but
to you?
But it doesn't matter if you're interested or not, because
well,
you're supposed to do well regardless, because
well,
otherwise
I,
your
I
life
didn't.
Will be miserable.
I did. No, it's not. Well, yeah, my life is certainly miserable.
Just,
you're right.
But
you're right about that.
No,
oh, man, the misery I have every day. Well, you're the only misery in my life.
Well,
the hell
see,
are you talking about? There's no misery in my life, you dope.
So you're saying
I'm right. No.
Well, I'm,
no,
my point
no,
is, at the time,
I,
even...
There's a lot of people who weren't good at high school.
See, I wasn't allowed to not be interested. There are plenty of things I would love to have not have been
well,
interested.
Well, what were they going to do? Leave you on a train track? What are they going to do?
Well, no, because I was always indoctrinated with the idea that if I got a B, my life would be over. That I would be digging
If I
ditches.
Got a B, there'd been a celebration. are you kidding me? I think there's a... You know, I couldn't tell you why. I don't know why. It just was a complete disconnect from everything. After 8 years of stellar work, and then I walked into the hallowed halls of bloom, and I was just an idiot. I mean, you know what?
One of your high school classmates was here yesterday
yeah.
saying you were in all the advanced classes.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to have been interested enough.
Well, you don't get into advanced classes if you're not interested.
No, that was from eighth grade, though. That was testing. You took this test.
Right.
And I guess I scored okay, but I think that's why I did that. And I told you I hated those classes. So I know it's funny, but I just didn't. But I rallied late. I came on late. I think I finished like 125th
out of 200.
Out of 126.
Did you know anybody
that? Maybe you didn't. I mean, I think it was a very common thing for people not to really be into high school much.
There were a handful of people that weren't into it, but they were all like high all the time. So you didn't really.
No, I wasn't high.
So you just weren't.
I wasn't high.
I love this thought from Rudy, I share this thought. This is his observation of today. I love that Mike from Milwaukee Sun-Times finally surfaces to bitch about the Lester sighting. He says,
well, he's been out of it for a while, you know.
I think he gets an honorary gig covering baseball for the Sun-Times, though. What are they doing? I don't like it. Too much money. Since sports in February is the best, I'm looking forward to this awful Bulls-Pistons game tonight like it's the Super Bowl. Yeah, throw a party. Seriously, get the guacamole out. Get everybody over. Get the expensive commercials because And actually, truth be told, that Hawks Wings game was just fantastic. I mean, that was as good a game as we've had basketball or football locally so far this year. It was that good.
Do you miss the Wings?
Not really.
No.
Okay. No, I don't. I'm not into the whole rivalry thing. A good team's a good team.
Okay.
I don't need the historical rivalry.
Because I told Peach I missed the Wings.
I understand why people do the sort of.
I told her that. Actually, they should know what I was talking about, but I said, you know, they took them away from the Blackhawks, and now this is something. And she goes, what?
No, I don't. I hate the Detroit sucks chant, and I actually have so much respect for the Wings and for what they've done, especially now understanding what they did, sort of solving the Soviet hockey puzzle before anybody else really wanted to. That. I don't dislike them enough to get any joy out of
them. I have no hard feelings about Detroit at all. Love Detroit.
Yeah, the Preds are good, though. That's a fun rivalry.
Yeah.
You like that kind of thing, because the Blues are...
I think I like more Red Wings games than what you get now.
Scoreboard update.
5:30 from the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Matt Rodewall. The Chicago Wolves are at home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. The Bulls back to work tonight against the Pistons up in Auburn Hills just one day after that wild trade deadline day for the NBA. Bulls kind of stood and watched all of it happen. Adrian Wojnarowski says the Bulls might be interested, though, in Kendrick Perkins if the Jazz buy him out of his contract. Cavs are interested in as well. Bulls, by the way, have the full roster available for just the second time all season tonight. Chris Bosch being treated for a health issue near his lung. It could be a blood clot. If that's the case, he is done for the year, maybe longer, just one day after the Heat made a big trade for Goran Dragic. NFL Combine Jameis Winston says he was experiencing weakness in his throwing shoulder. He's undergoing some testing in Indianapolis this week, but he did tell reporters today he is going to throw tomorrow morning anyway. Baseball America naming Cubs Chris Bryant as the best prospect in baseball. Cubs pitchers and catchers reported yesterday. The White Sox did so today. MLB says pick up the pace. 1 foot in the box at all times. 2.5 minutes to make a pitching change. Challenges from the dugout only. Just some of the rule changes that could result in fines if not followed after May 1st. NASCAR suspends Kurt Busch indefinitely today. He's in the middle of a domestic violence case against a former girlfriend. Blackhawks play host to the Avalanche tonight at the UC. And this just in, the fight is on. Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao will do it. They're going to fight in Las Vegas on May 2nd. So mark that down on your calendar. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com today. And did you know that Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from? No matter what the weather is or whatever your style is, Toyota's got you covered. I'm Matt Rodewald. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, it took long enough for Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Yeah, I think 5 or 6 years ago, I'd have been really excited about the fight. Maybe even longer than that. I've been really excited about it, but now it's like a seniors division, isn't it?
That's like having Ali finally fight Teofilo Stevenson now.
It might be.
I mean, he'd win. Isn't Stevenson's dead, right?
I think he's down for the count.
Yeah.
The count.
He's down, defeated by the count.
I don't think he's punching these days.
John Montefusco beat him.
I don't think he's well. You know, the champ's not so good either, so it might be even. But he's not well. He's had trouble. But, that, you know, it's the only boxing match that for a long time everybody wanted to see because nobody really pays attention to boxing much anymore. And it's like it's old people. You know, I don't know if their crowd is younger when they do all the pay-per-view and all this stuff. I doubt it. Doubt it. But, yeah, 5 or 6 years ago, that had been terrific.
The count.
The count. You're down for the count.
Yeah, because that was always the fight that was supposed
to
be.
Yeah, that was it. That was the fight you wanted to see. The fight that might have brought some interest back. But now, I'm not really sure that that does anything for me. Well,
Teofilo Stevenson died in June of 2012.
That's a little late.
probably
not going to fight Ali.
Yeah, for people who don't know who he was a Cuban heavyweight.
Brute.
Who never got an opportunity on the world stage to prove his mettle against the best.
He's a bitch, though. He could fight. I mean, there's some guys
didn't
he that
do it. Wait, hold on a sec. He won in the Olympics.
Yeah.
But then he wasn't matched up, because he was always matched up against U.S. amateurs. So he never got to fight professionally against the best.
Correct.
That's what the issue was.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't do it. He was
gold in 72, gold in 76, gold in 1980.
He was 90.
Right, but that's
still
all he got
to
ass.
Do. Yeah. Yeah, there was always, I mean, you always wanted to, but you couldn't. He wanted to, too, but he couldn't. So, I think it's a little late for this. It's not unlike this fight. You're just a little late. It'll attract some attention. It'll do some pay-per-view, but it's too damn late. Like everything else to boxing does. You wonder why boxing has become a sport that nobody cares about? Here's the reason.
This is the 773. Shut the F up, you two morons. You two have no clue about boxing. And then it says buffoons, BAFOONS.
No clue about boxing, huh? Okay.
And you are a buffoon.
I am a buffoon. Kiss my buffoon.
And, of course, the angry hockey people are out. Bernstein, you don't miss the Wings rivalry? That's because you've only been watching hockey for about 4 years. Okay, well, I'm just not that into rivalries in general. I feel the same way about Bears and Packers. I like watching.
Is twice enough?
I like watching really good games. I don't necessarily need any sort of, oh, we hate you and you hate us. It doesn't really add much for me.
Well, I think that someday the Bears will give them a game.
And why do you care for how many years I've been enjoying hockey? Why does that matter?
Because you're not a veteran. You're not one of their people. You don't know as much. Just like me on boxing. I don't know anything about boxing.
And I don't. I don't know a damn thing about it. Because I don't like the Detroit sucks chant.
Yep. Well, I don't know anything about boxing.
Where did Ranji go?
Sure. Hard telling.
He went to work. He's doing 6 to 10 at Toyota.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Back over there.
The other side.
I was wondering.
He's certainly on the other side.
I'm hearing the list of just how many of these models have gotten the full rogering from Chris Ranji. I think it's
what?
It's probably in this building. Well, we got like a million square feet of space right here. I'd say probably 37% of the models have been Ranji'd.
He has a way. Yeah, he was explaining this to me how he meets them and where he meets them, and yeah, he's going back years. Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's going back well over a decade.
Yeah. He was nine, I think.
He's got a story about every one of them, yeah.
He's quite the dude.
Errol Flynn.
Did he do Errol Flynn?
No!
He did? No. Holy God.
Faye Flynn.
He did Errol Flynn.
Faye Flynn, absolutely. Was never the same afterward.
Oh, yeah, Faye Flynn.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Killed him.
My childhood, yeah. Boy. Always wore a bow tie.
Did
that and was your, Botox. That, he was my guy.
That
Faye
was your cherubic Irish uncle bringing you
it was.
The local news.
That's what it felt like to me, even though I didn't have a cherubic Irish uncle. I wanted one, so I had one. Faye Flynn, Gunga Din. No, he was a legend. Kidding me? Faye Flynn? Good Lord Almighty!
Yeah, my parents were more Channel 2 people back in the day.
And who was it then? It was the
it was the initial Bill Curtis run.
Bill Curtis and Walter?
And my mom was always a big John Coughlin fan. She didn't like the guy on Channel 7. What was that, Coleman? She thought he was a goof.
Yeah, Jan Coleman.
Didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked.
She likes Tom Coughlin.
Not Tom Coughlin. It was John Coughlin. She always said she liked him because he wasn't an alarmist. That he was always, was conservative in his weather forecasting.
Yeah.
And didn't try to scare people. And
now everybody tried to scare
Right. Everybody tries to scare you. But he didn't. He always, John Coughlin always tried to.
John Coleman.
No, not John Coleman. John Coleman was the guy who was like a half comedian and then
half naked.
Yeah, that he got into some trouble. Like he started weather.com. And then what's the story there?
Yeah, he was one of the original Weather Channel people, or he helped start that and then somehow got.
He got like screwed out of it.
He got railroaded out of the deal. Yeah.
847 says Chris Runge made Errol Flynn go communist. He made him go something. For the Boris and Bernstein Show, you're listening to The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey guys. Refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He has the grace of a swan, the wisdom of an owl, and the eye of an eagle. Ladies and gentlemen, this man is for the birds.
President of Townstone Financial, meet Dick.
Hello, friend.
Dick called to secure a $320,000 mortgage on a $400,000 condo that he purchased. David explained the quarter point adjustment on condo loans for borrowers putting less than 25% down and quoted a low rate. Dick wanted to think about it, which meant shop David's rate. Dick called the next day and asked David to match a lower rate that he was quoted. And David informed Dick the rate was unrealistic, and he warned him he was going to get mistreated and wished him well. Dick called David for advice a week before his closing because his lender screwed up his loan and increased his rate because they didn't lock it as a condo. David advised Dick to not eat discolored snow and wished him luck and went back to helping his borrowers that actually value his time and expertise. Why call David instead of the other lenders? Because he's your honest, trustworthy, local home loan expert who will always look out for your financial best interest. Call David now at 312-896-2111. That's 312-896-2111. And tune in to Chicago's premier real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, tomorrow from 10 a.m. until noon on AM 890. Townstone Financials in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois. Mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 13663.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
It's a hangout. It's a stop-in. It's a drive-through happy place. It's selfies on the phone. Let's grab a vanilla cone. It's like getting a face full of French fry ticker tape because you're Grand Marshal of the Potato Parade on a float that resembles the Golden Arches. It's defense from the daily grind. It's a Big Mac on your mind. It's McDonald's. And it's all these things with a little more lovin' for all.
Here's something else you're gonna love. Getting two juicy Big Mac sandwiches for just $5 for a limited time, only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world. world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS. CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We'll put Chris on for a buddy.
At 5:44, this is interesting to do a crosstalk from one side of the Chicago Auto Show to the other side. We're just going to go across the hallway. I can't see Chris Ranji, but I can feel the presence of Chris Ranji on The Score. Hello.
Hey, what do you mean you can feel? Is it because you saw me about 30 minutes ago?
Well, it's because I saw you, and I can just see the signs of the top of the display where you're sitting, but I cannot see you, but I know that you're there.
Here's the favor they've done for us. They have us facing away from where you are. So I'm looking toward the back of the building. And I don't have to see you or Terry in his pee-pee pants. And,
he's you're right. He is wearing pee-pee pants today.
He got all mad because I asked him about it.
You insult my pants. My pants do not want to be insulted by you. think about what you're saying here. You're insulting my pants.
Have you seen them?
Take it personally. Yes.
Have you seen those pants?
I love my pants.
It's 11:50 p.m. Jewel's about to close. I need to go pick up something, and so I'll be right back.
That's what those pants are.
No. Are you accusing him of buying pants at Jewel?
Those are the pants that you put on to go to Jewel at 10 till midnight before it closes.
The
Jewel near me doesn't close, so I don't have to worry about that.
Oh, good for you.
We've just been discussing. We're trying to put a percentage.
I'm in there 24/7.
Trying to put a percentage on the number of the lovely models here that have been Ranjied in one way or another. And I estimated 37%. Is that low?
I'm at 1%.
Dan, there are like 400 of them here. That's almost impossible.
Not for you.
It's more like 46%.
That's what I thought.
Oh please.
Yes. That's what I would like to think. It's not. Come on. I'm not like that.
I think you also did half of the people in the gray jumpsuits dusting off the cars, too.
I think I did the Bama guy, too. Is he still there?
That's what he did. Rolled him over.
That guy was knuckle deep in his beak.
What? What? Hey,
come on. In his beak, in his nose. Come on, stop.
We don't talk like that.
Did you see it?
Rick, kind of show.
I hope that guy doesn't follow Rick, because he's probably going to have his night ruined if he goes home. And if that guy's on Twitter, he's going to go home and feel real bad about himself.
No, that guy's barely...
No, he's not.
No, he's...
There's no way he's on Twitter, and there's no way he's going to feel real bad about himself. Because that guy looks at the picture and goes, I look good.
That guy's barely on a phone.
Yeah, he doesn't get the bit.
He's not on Twitter. We already checked.
Hey, look at me. I'm a somebody now.
Yeah. Because he's not still there, is he?
No, well, the best.
He's here a long time.
The Bama shirt, and he had like that.
Yeah, he's here a long time.
And he had that, like, wearing a chunk of the true cross around his neck.
Yeah, there's a chance he was one of my old classmates.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, when I looked at him, yeah, there's a chance. Yeah, because I, you know, it seems to be like, does this tell you anything when many of my old classmates are here?
The auto
does
show.
This, yeah, does this tell you anything? This is really, do you really need to know more than that?
Right, my classmates are working. Yours are here.
Yes. Because you know why? They weren't interested either. Hey, what's wrong with you? Is there something wrong with you? Yes.
That guy was in your senior class?
Probably. Yeah, I think we've seen him before somewhere, but yeah, most of them are, you know, they kind of lurk around and they don't say anything. And then some will walk up and say, "Hey, I remember me from high school," and I go, "No, I'm sorry, I don't." That's my standard answer.
Remember,
no, I'm sorry, I don't.
Hold on a second. Do you remember?
Dale, back it up. It's true, isn't it? I do. I don't have that memory for faces.
He does, and members of faces.
That's what I set it up. Nobody wants to hear it.
That's three. Yep. So, he gives him a look and he says, "No, I don't." And then the guy says, "Oh yeah, you know my brother. He was the guy that drove his car over your lawn that time." Oh yeah, yeah. There's always some sort of bizarro white trash anecdote.
Well,
you remember the time there was that big gas explosion? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure.
In my pants. Here's the thing. See, here's the problem with this. Here's your theory is getting wrecked. But you know, you say, "Well, how come you were in interest in high school? Look at where I was. Look at what it was. That's what it was." You think they were like? I mean, maybe we started a class of like 1,250. I think slightly more than 700 graduated. 300 were in jail. 200 were dead, and that was it. So
were dead?
Well, you know, quite
like
a few.
A civil war going on.
Yeah, we just lost some here and there. You know, things.
You know that I'll tell you what, Terry. That the Bama guy, he's. Mm-hmm. You could probably learn something from him because I think what he was doing is he was with his finger. He was activating the part of his brain that remembers people. That's why it was so far up his nose, because he was touching the front of his brain.
He had to actually palpate I know this guy. The lobe of his brain. Yeah, wait, hold on. Let me find that. Wait, I'm kind of remembering.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Like, I know this guy. Why do I know him? Let me stimulate this brain part with my finger.
Is Joe Ostrowski with you?
He's here, right? He just showed up. He was in the bathroom.
I'm here.
Oh, bathroom. Yeah, sorry to bother you, Joe.
No, he's still in the bathroom. They took the mic.
That's it.
That's it.
It's all over.
Look.
We don't even say anything. Say hello to Joe. Next thing we know, we got
to
go.
If we now can negotiate an ability to broadcast from the bathroom, I'm never coming to work again. I'll be like Terry.
Well, but not this bathroom. So wait, would you and Terry be in the same bathroom?
No, I'll just be in mine because that's my happy place.
No, he would not survive that. We would not let him out of the bathroom. I'm sitting in with a Bama guy. All right,
the reeds underneath.
Yeah,
just slip him up. Chris and Joe.
Well, we thank our guests totally today.
What are you still talking
I'm saying
for? What's the matter with you?
What I was about to say is you're totally used to slipping things under the stall next to you. Usually your foot.
That wasn't worth saying.
Yeah, that wasn't worth saying, and that's not my foot.
Well, that's...
All right.
Well, oddly enough, it has a shoe on it.
So just do your show with my guy Joe, will you?
All right.
Don't worry about anything we said now. We're done now. Don't worry about my pants.
Bye.
My pants! All right, let's try this again.
Now you're frightening people. We thank our guests today. They were Dan Durkin, Vincent Goodwill, and Ethan Skolnick.
We thank our crack production staff. Back at Prudential Plaza, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
Bama's dynasty has just begun. Kiss my butt. Roll Tide.
Tim. I love Matt Abaticola, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy, Chef Waddy, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Tony, you're next. Inside the Game here with A.J. McCarron.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. In Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
idiots. Idiots.
Our interns, Tony Fish and Tommy Gunn's on here and say, doing a terrific job as always. Mr. Pictures, Rick Camp.
Chad, you're next with AJ McCarron here inside the game.
Hey, AJ, roll time, buddy. How you doing?
Roll tide, Chad. I'm good.
And that's the entire show. That's what they do all day long. That's bad radio there. Talking village idiots who say, roll tide to your mama. And my guy, my EMT, my EMG, my CPA, my CPR, the great Dave Miska.
Roll down tide.
He is, by the way, just announced, just came in a moment ago, the proud mayor of Manteno.
Don't forget our video director.
Oh, and our video director, Brian Gertz, back there. How did it look today? We look at unbelievably handsome. Oh, then you've got a different show on. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing, texting. We will do it all over again on Monday. Chris Ronji and Joe Ostrowski coming your way. Have a terrific weekend. We will talk to you Monday afternoon.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive to...
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Mitchell acoustic guitar now just $99. Three pairs of Vic Firth X5A drumsticks for just $12. Or a Harbinger 4-channel PA for just $169. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today. Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Riggins.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two Broke Girls, Monday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah!
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are...